Folks in the Quincy Public Schools have been able to start their college career early with the Early College High School Pathways program. It's in its third year this year, actually, and we're so pleased today to welcome one of the transition coaches from Quincy College, Eli Stewart, and two of the students, actually, that are in the program this year, Corey Shaparo and Jen Chen. So welcome to all of you. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to learn about this program. We, as I said, mentioned it a couple of years ago.
When it first debuted, 21.
Yes. And it was really kind of groundbreaking at that time, Eli.
Absolutely.
You know, to be able to give college students, high school students, an opportunity to see if they would like college, really, right?
Absolutely. So with this program, it started in 2021, as you stated, and it was an opportunity to pretty much reach non-traditional students who may not have been thinking about college,
right?
To put it on their radar. And it's a partnership between Quincy Public Schools and Quincy College, and they collaborated to receive designation to start the early college program.
Right,
and
the state approved it.
Yes, the state approved it, yep. Yes, absolutely. And it gives students, you know, the chance to earn these college credits at no cost.
Right.
We were funded through State Street as well.
A huge grant from State Street,
yes,
is able to provide this so
yes.
The students don't have to have that financial burden, right?
Yes.
They can kind of put their feet in the water,
yes,
you know, test it and see if it works out.
Business
you are a transition coach.
Yes, for Quincy High School.
At the high school?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your role in this program?
So my role is pretty much I'm a transition coach where I help students with their transition into college. So a part of that role is we actually, in collaboration with my counterpart, the guidance counselor, we actually go into the classrooms and we provide the students with the tools they need to succeed at the college level. You know, we have a curriculum where we set them up with activities such as time management, emotional management, postgraduate planning, financial literacy, and just a bunch of different topics to study skills and learning styles, just a variety of different topics to help them succeed at the college level.
Yeah.
And a part of that role also, they come to us for support in regards to the college application process, FAFSA, just everything that revolves around college.
Over the past couple of years, how many students would you say have come through the program?
Come through the program between both schools or just couldn't be between both schools. So initially we had around a little over 120, 130, but
okay.
Now we're well over 200. And actually with 2023, 2024, we will meet and exceed the 250.
Is that right?
Enrollment, yes, 250
okay.
students.
We're two of them are here today.
Yes.
Yes, so welcome to Corey Shaparo and Jen Chen, seniors at Quincy High School and North Quincy High School, is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Corey, we'll start with you if we can, and tell me a little bit about when you first heard about this program, what did you think about it?
So I was recommended by a guidance counselor, and I wasn't too sure about the program at first. I didn't really know about it. It was completely new, so I didn't really know what I was getting into at first. And so when I got in, I didn't really know much of the classes and what I was going to be taking. But I got into environmental science and statistics, and they both pushed me like academically and got me ready for that like college level classes, and I was able to, you know, come out with finishing good grades, and I was able to just push myself, and I enjoyed the classes.
You did
the
enjoy
teachers
them.
And yeah.
So is it something that you would have pursued had you not known about it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the teachers were very like interactive and allowed me to, you know, critically think.
Mm-hmm.
You know. The work wasn't too hard. You know, I was able to like, you know, stay on top of my work and just push myself.
Yeah. So is it in addition to your regular high school classes?
Yeah. So it fits in with just my regular classes I would take every day.
Okay.
It was just a good opportunity to get those college credits that I'm not able to get from my other classes.
Right. But you take them still while you're at the high school, right?
Yeah.
So you're doing kind of double duty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like it prepared you to move on to college after you graduate?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it kept me aware to know, like, I'm getting these credits to go with me to wherever I pursue, like, college in the next year, which was huge because I plan on attending UMass Amherst next year.
Oh, okay.
So those credits will go over me. I'll save a lot of money, you know. So all of that is very helpful.
That's actually an interesting point, Eli. Although the partnership is, you know, with Quincy College.
Quincy Public Schools and Quincy College.
Yeah. The students can choose, right?
Yes, they have the opportunity to choose. Unfortunately, again, as we stated earlier, it's just to put the college on the radar of maybe non-traditional students.
Right.
So students that may not have been thinking about college, they have the opportunity to attend Quincy College on a scholarship for the first year that covers their tuition, fees, and textbooks.
Yeah, it's huge.
So it's huge. It gives really students the opportunity to take advantage of college at pretty much no cost.
Yes.
And then the program is free as well, so they get to the credits, the amount of credits they receive is, you know.
So, I mean, really, thanks to Quincy College,
yes.
These students are getting a college experience.
Yes.
And they are not bound to that college, though. They are free to choose where they want to continue their education.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The goal is just to prepare them for college
and
to give them the opportunity to earn college credits.
Right. So, Corey, is that true for you? Were you not considering college before you heard about this program?
No, I definitely always had college considered.
Okay.
Like, I was always planning on going to college. I didn't know where exactly, but to know that I had the opportunity to go to, you know, Quincy College, they offered a full scholarship.
Yeah.
It made me 100% sure I was going to go to school next year.
All right.
And
all right.
It pushed me to work hard and stay on top of my
grades. Yeah, so it really did give you a head start, though, you know,
and
at least the experience of what you'll face when you're at UMass Amherst, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you know what you're studying?
Yeah, I plan on studying finance.
Finance? What happened to environmental science?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's part of the experience,
right? Figuring out what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah, I like the statistics class more, the statistics. I'm more into like numbers, and like I take pre-calculus as well.
Oh, okay.
For dual enrollment, so I also get credits for that class as well.
Okay, so. All right, very good. So, I mean, really, you owe a lot to this partnership program with Quincy College, right? To prepare you for that. It's a great experience, I think, for kids to go through. Would you recommend it to your peers at
Quincy
High?
I would definitely recommend it to anyone that's able to take the opportunity. Like, especially if you don't know what you're doing next year and you don't have it all figured out, like, it's a great way to figure it out.
Sure.
And push yourself and, you know, be able to know that you're going to go to college next year. And, you know,
Eli, how are the students in this early college program kind of graded? You know, I mean, how are they assessed as to how they're doing with their college courses?
They're assessed through traditional testing and exams as far as papers as well. So, for example, Corey can attest to this, I'm sure Jen could, English composition one. They actually had a 7-page paper they had to, a research paper they had to construct together. So that was a way to assess them as well to determine what they've learned throughout the time of the course.
Okay.
And through statistics, they actually, again, they attend Quincy College 4 times a year.
Mm.
So part of this program, grade 12 students had to attend class at the Quincy College campus.
So it really gets them into the college setting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So they had the chance to collaborate, and the faculty had the opportunity to collaborate with the high school faculty and the college faculty.
Yes.
And the students were assessed through that as well, through the different exams and projects they have to do as well.
Okay. So is there a counterpart like you, Eli, at North Quincy High School?
Yes, Carver Barbaroff, yes.
Okay.
And we also have a guidance counselor at North as well, Jenny Cushman and Tim Luizzo at Quincy High School.
Okay, and then do you work with folks at Quincy College, faculty at Quincy College, to develop the curriculum for the early college high school program?
Yes, the Quincy College staff collaborates with the high school staff throughout the summer, all throughout the year. They're in communication pretty much every week in terms of just building the curriculum.
Okay. Jen, it's your turn to tell your story. Senior at North Quincy High School this year, right?
Yes.
And be graduating soon?
Yes, I'm really excited.
You are excited? How long have you been in the early college high school program?
I've been in it for 2 years right now, so I've earned 16 credits so far.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it at first. When I was end of sophomore year, I heard about it, and I wasn't really that sure about it because most of my friends, they didn't really want to take it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I took a chance and took the program, and I really liked it so far. Especially environmental science, like for me, I really enjoyed the class, especially my teacher that I had. He, like, I wasn't that much of a science person, but he made me, like, love science, like, a lot. Just, like, the way that his energy, the way he teached, I really enjoyed the course and everything.
So had you been considering college before you heard about early college high school?
Yes, I've always been considering college, just like, but I didn't know what I was going to do.
Okay.
I didn't know where I was going to go. And I had an older sister that she kind of guided me, but I was still, like, I was on the same path as her, obviously.
Sure.
But I definitely think early college has definitely helped me, like, guide a path to where I'm going to go.
What was the, as Eli mentioned, four times you actually go to Quincy College, right?
Yes.
What was that experience like?
I think that was really nice. Like, I can experience with real professors and be in an actual college and learn about from coming from real professors, how it's actually like them teaching us, and I thought that was actually really helpful because a lot of students, they are probably really nervous about going to college because that's a really big stress on people, because experience with like different teachers to professors and the experience being in an actual classroom, I think that was definitely really helpful to give me like a start to see how like the feel is like, so I think I really enjoyed that.
Did you find it very different than high school?
It was, yes, it was definitely like really different between like the classes and like how long they were and the professors, how they taught compared to how high school taught. But yeah, it was definitely different, but it was also really helpful for me.
So what are your future plans, Jen?
My future plans, I'm deciding to go to Bryant University.
Bryant.
And I am going to be doing business undeclared and biology.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So Eli, must be rewarding for you to hear these stories,
absolutely,
to know that you're having an impact on their futures.
The entire program and experience have been rewarding. Just the fact that the day-to-day I get to support these students and help guide them with their life decision. You know, they're trusting me to guide them with their life decisions.
Right.
You know, so it's been very rewarding for me as well. Phil, it's my purpose. You know, I'm really passionate about this program, and that's why I strive hard to make sure doing my best to help these students.
Yeah, well, as we mentioned at the beginning, it can be first-generation students, right,
yep,
that might have some language barriers, perhaps.
Yep.
Certainly folks who are financially challenged,
yes,
that might find that a barrier to continuing their education as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so to give them that kind of leg up, right, kind of
yes,
a head start. Yeah.
Yes, that's the goal.
Yeah, it's a statewide program, too. It's I know it's been here at Quincy only for a couple of years, but I
yes,
think it was founded maybe back in 5 years ago, 2018 or so.
I believe so. Yeah, there are other schools
that
have
approved,
other college program has been approved as well. It's been designated as well.
Yeah. Where do you see it going in the future? I mean, do you see it growing?
I do.
Yeah.
We're actually, every year we're growing. So also on top of the, through the year, students also have the opportunity to earn additional college credits through our early college summer academy. So they take additional college credits for free.
Okay.
At the Quincy College campus, and we've done that last year and this year as well. So I see the program growing. Our enrollment is growing. Our faculty and staff are collaborating as well. Students are talking about it more.
Mm.
Quincy Public Schools and the colleges are more on board as
mm-hmm.
well, and everyone is just doing their best to grow the program.
Yeah. Do the faculty at the high schools have to undergo special kind of training before they're able to teach the early college high school?
More so just collaboration with
I
the
see.
College
yeah.
faculty to ensure that the students are receiving college level instruction.
Okay. Yeah. They're teachers. They know how to teach, right? They
yes.
just have to be told what to teach.
Yes. And the curriculum to make sure that, again, they're receiving that college level instruction.
Yeah. How do you actually choose the courses that will be offered in early college
well,
high school?
Well, the benefit is a lot of these are like core courses that students could transfer to multiple schools. So for grade 10, they have criminal justice, music across cultures, which are two electives. Because when you go to whether it's Quincy College or a four-year institution, you need just free electives. And then for junior year, they take U.S. History 2 and Environmental Sciences, Corey stated.
Mm-hmm.
And most schools, again, you need a science and you need a history.
Mm-hmm.
And then in grade 12, they take English Composition 1, English Composition 2, and this year we added statistics. So,
okay.
Again, you get your English out the way, and then you get a math course out the way.
Yes.
And so when you go to transfer to either Quincy College or these four-year institutions, all of those core classes are completed.
Are done,
at
yeah.
no cost.
Right.
So you're pretty
yeah.
much a year or two ahead of the curve.
Yeah, so it's not only a time saver, but it's a money saver.
Big financial saver,
as
yes.
well.
Absolutely.
Are there only certain colleges that will accept credits from the early college high school program? Do you know?
As far as I know,
yeah.
mostly all state colleges and universities accept them, and there have been schools out of state that have accepted Quincy College credits as well.
Sure, okay, mm-hmm. all right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now about the early college high school program?
Yes, if you haven't got an opportunity to learn, watch this or just speak to anyone about it, you can access information on the Quincy Public Schools website,
mm-hmm.
also the Quincy College website as well.
Sure.
I'm available at the high school
okay.
if anyone wanted to know more about it. My email, my contact information is on both websites as well,
okay.
as well as my counterparts as well.
All right. Thanks so much for coming over and sharing it with
Thank
us.
Thank you for having
it.
Us.
And Corey and Jen, best of luck to you in the future. I think
Thank you.
You're off to a pretty good start.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.